Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, during game day, they have their $5 game day menus. $5 game day pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, and Coors Light. $5 select cocktails, $5 burgers and brats. It's the $5 game day menu. It's at Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to go for the NFL playoffs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. At Mastro Subaru, you know I've been telling you for a long time, Pete and Steve at Mastro Subaru, they are Bucks fans just like each and every one of you. And not only Bucks fans, they are members of the Bucks Mob. If you're a Mob member and you want a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle, you go to Mastro Subaru, you tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, you get a discount just for being a member. That's it. That's all you got to tell them. Go to Mastro Subaru in Orlando or right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Check out their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one, putting a fucking ring on our finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. What, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool.
Only thing I'm focused on right now is how my team, our team, makes it back to playing in a game like that on Sunday. The Super Bowl. You think I give two fucking shits about the Patriots and the Rams? Not at all. Fucking first half fucking bored me to fucking death. Maroon 5, that halftime show was the biggest fucking piece of shit that I could not wait to run into this fucking room and start recording this podcast because I'm done with 2018. I'm done with last season. And this was the last game holding on to last season. Well, last season's fucking over. Then I came in here and dealt with a bunch of computer issues, and now it's late at night. So fuck, I am pissed. I am super fucking pissed. Hey, how you doing? But good news. This podcast, I'm going to share opinion. My opinion. Shouldn't be any different than any of yours. The end result should be the Buccaneers getting to the Super Bowl. I don't care who's on the team. I don't care who's coaching the team. I don't. Because I know that no matter who's on the team and no matter who's coaching the team, I and every single ear listening to my voice right now will be as ecstatic as anyone. So we can all harp and debate and fight about players all offseason. But in the end, it truly doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if a player is an upstanding citizen or the fucking baddest motherfucker on the planet. It doesn't matter if one player has a squeaky clean record and another player's been arrested 10 times. If that player or those players are on the Buccaneers and the Buccaneers make it to the Super Bowl, you will be fans of that player, of any player. It's just Football wins, football dominates, and in turn sports. When your team's winning, you tend to turn a blind eye to a lot of things. And I'm not going to sit here and say the Bucks are going to go out and sign a bunch of malcontents, and I'm not saying that they're going to sign a bunch of, you know, upstanding citizens to better the character of the team. I'm not saying either of those. I'm just saying I don't care who the players are. So what I'm about to tell you, it might hurt your feelings. It might hurt one of the players' feelings. It might hurt your parents' feelings, your mom's feelings, your kids' feelings. I don't fucking know. And quite frankly, it's my opinion, and I can't really care because it's my opinion. And if you're really going to let it upset you that much, then shame on you, because you should remember my ultimate goal. It's winning. It's winning. And if you are more interested in sucking the cock of an NFL player than figuring out a way for that team to win, whether it's with said player or not, then be my guest. Go do it. But that's not where you're going to find me, and I guarantee it's not where you're going to find most of you. Like I've said for a long time, we're going to be here. We have stayed here. It's been fucking unbearable at times. But yet, much like gluttons for punishment as we are, we anxiously await the 2019 season. So how do the Bucks get back? Well, the first step was to rid themselves of the prior coaching staff. And not only the prior coaching staff, but the prior regime. Wipe your hands completely clean of it. They didn't keep anyone. Some of you might have wanted Duffner to remain. He didn't. Buckner, Brenston Buckner to remain. He didn't. Todd Monken to remain. He didn't. None of them remained. Nope. They ripped it completely clean. In comes a new coaching staff, a hefty, big coaching staff led by Bruce Arians with a lot of experience on both sides of the ball. A lot of experience. That was the first step. And that's why I had no problem with the coaching staff evaluating their own roster during Senior Bowl week. Let Jason Light and his scouts go and check out the Senior Bowl and ask some questions. Listen, all the film's available. All of their interviews are available. And by the way, a lot of those same players, all those same players pretty much, are all going to be at the Combine. So if there is a player that they need to ask extra questions to with the coaching staff present, they can do it at the Combine. No big deal. It's all good. The coaching staff in place, first step. Second step has got to be tough decisions on the roster. Who stays and who goes? You know, I'm as confused as all of you are over this whole DeSean Jackson thing. I can't stand the guy. I mean, the stories that have come out about DeSean Jackson and what he has gotten away with and then was named a captain by Dirk Cutter is just sickening to me. It makes me fucking vomit when I see that same guy go on a fucking Chris Sims podcast and say he wants to play for the Rams. But then to turn around and to hear Bruce Arians say that, you know, they're going to work things out and they want DeSean Jackson to stay. He's under contract, but they're willing to talk to him and he's going to meet with him this week. And then Jameis Winston gushing about him. I saw it on JoeBucksFan.com. Isn't that odd? Doesn't that strike anyone as super odd? Bruce Arians, this big, badass motherfucker coming in. All you hear are players talking about how he holds players accountable. And the player that needs the most accountability, he's just like, hey, come on over here. You should stay. All right. Okay. But just know that the combo of DeSean Jackson and Chris Baker got Dirk Cutter fired. So just be careful, you know, when you're poking around at that fire, as I just did in my fireplace. You poke it too much, man, that thing could fucking explode right in your face. So good luck with all that. But then to hear Jameis Winston, I know, listen, I get it. Jameis Winston's not going to speak, he's not going to speak poorly of DeSean Jackson. And when I saw the story of Jameis Winston, like, pushing for DeSean Jackson to do extra reps or to do some reps in a Friday practice, and DeSean Jackson told him that he plays on Sunday, like, it's mind-boggling that people immediately go to Jameis Winston and point to him as the reason those two haven't been able to figure it out. And the craziest part is I heard Mike Vick talking about DeSean Jackson. And he said, man, when I got in there, I just threw it as far as I could. I couldn't overthrow him. Folks, that's all we see Jameis Winston doing is overthrowing DeSean Jackson. So where's the disconnect then? If you can't overthrow DeSean Jackson, how has Jameis Winston done it? I mean, I'm being facetious there. They're not on the same page. But if Jameis Winston's willing to put in the work and the effort, and the only way you can get better is through reps, you think Jerry Rice is saying, nah? You think Larry Fitzgerald is saying, nah? Fuck. Fuck. I mean, it makes zero sense. And then DeSean Jackson in the same fucking podcast said, you know, I stand 5'11", but I play 6'4". You throw it my way, I'll go up and get it. Fuck you, you fucking liar. You're a liar. And I told you, this is my opinion, not Bruce Arians, not what I think Jason Light's going to do. It could be completely different, but it starts with DeSean Jackson. He's gone. Gone. And Fitzpatrick, I mean, I don't mind him as backup, as long as he doesn't think he's going to be the starter. He can't think he's the starter. He's gone. I look to my defensive line. Vinny Curry, it's going to be tough to pay you $7, $8 million. He's gone. William Golston, $6 million. He's gone. I'm going to try and trade Gerald McCoy. I think I can get something for him. Fourth round pick, fifth round pick, maybe a third round pick. I don't know. Maybe they try to get him to restructure. It's going to be a 3-4 attacking one-gap defense. And maybe Gerald McCoy would fit in something like that. But just like they ripped the mentality away from this organization by firing every single coach and not retaining any of them, I think you could do the same with some players. Personally, and it's become such a joke too. Have you seen all these dramatic tweets from Gerald McCoy, and then he's going to start joking around, saying something, he let out like a little hint, like, oh, it's coming, or, oh, we did it, or we tried, or blah, 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 and then it was about saving money on car insurance. He thinks it's a fucking joke. You know what the sad part is? Go read some of the tweets back to him. My God, you talk about just I mean, his dick is so far down the throats of some Bucks fans, it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. I mean, people are more interested in Gerald McCoy retiring a Buccaneer than the Bucks winning. No matter what they have to pay him, they have to keep Gerald McCoy. Why? Julius Peppers just went back to Carolina. He's going to retire with them after leaving. I mean, the best players in NFL history played for other teams. Peyton Manning, Reggie White, Johnny Unitas. I mean, it's very rare that players play their entire career with one organization. Especially a player that has never, ever
made it to a postseason. I mean, you can't even say, like, well, he's been a key part of what we've done here the last decade. That doesn't make sense. So, yeah, when I'm looking at DeSean Jackson and Golston and Curry and Gerald McCoy, I don't really feel like I'm losing a ton of talent, but I am opening up myself to a ton of cap room. A ton. Adding Grimes gone, Conte gone. You're stripping it down to the young nucleus and key veterans. I find a way to re-sign Adam Humphries. I don't even think that's a question. Humphries remains. Cameron Brate, I do discuss trade options. And why the hell not? Who out there can be a good fit for Cameron Brate? And where can I get maybe an extra draft pick or two? By trading a guy who has been a very reliable target for my organization, but also not even close to being the number one tight end on my team when I have somebody as talented as OJ Howard, who took over last year, dominant before he got hurt. And again, I think a guy who's just on his way to stardom. You know, you look... Again, offensively, we know about the weapons that they have. They're going to need to find somebody who can stretch the field because I can't rely on DeSean Jackson. They're going to have to find a running back, but I don't think it has to be a Le'Veon Bell. And then there's all these mixed reports. They are going to go after Kareem Hunt. They aren't going to go after Kareem Hunt. They are going to go after Kareem Hunt. They aren't going to go after Kareem Hunt. All during Super Bowl week, all reporters just trying to find some rumor out there. Listen, if they went after Kareem Hunt, I'd understand it. They need a running back. And Bruce Arians gives players second chances. Tevin Coleman is out there. I wouldn't be opposed to somebody like that. I wouldn't be opposed to a Mark Ingram, although I'm not sure that's a good fit for what Arians wants to do, especially with Peyton Barber being similar. I think they want somebody balanced. And if it ended up being Le'Veon Bell, I don't think I'd scream bloody murder about it. Talent is talent. So I'm not going to sit here, by the way, I'm not going to sit here and give you the exact player. But I'm coming in with a plan. I'm like, all right, I need a running back. Let's find ourselves a running back. The other thing I need to do on offense, I'm re-signing Donovan Smith, or he's at least getting the franchise tag. It's one of the two. It might be the franchise tag. I might say I want 1 year. I want to see what he does with Harold Goodwin, with me, Bruce Arians, all over his ass. We'll get more out of him than George Warhop did. And if they get the most out of Donovan Smith, and I know I feel confident with Smith, Marpet, and Ryan Jensen, I got to figure out the right side of my line. Is it Kappa? And if it's not Kappa, and I know it's not Benenach, I need a guard. I need a guard. Now I can find a guard. I can find a guard at the top of the second round. I can probably find a guard in the third round. Probably find a guard in free agency as well. Although guards in free agency, if they're the top tier, it'll cost you a lot of money. So what about right tackle? See, right tackle, I personally am a little more confident in than right guard. I don't know what I have in Alex Kappa, and I don't know if he's a long-term solution at that position. Now, I don't really know what I have in Leonard Wester, but I feel a little more comfortable with Wester at right tackle than Kappa at right guard just because I've seen a little bit more of Wester, and Wester's got a few more years of experience than Kappa. But I got to figure that out. And if I need to draft a right tackle, then I'll draft a right tackle. But that has got to be a priority of my organization. I say we have to find it out because neither you nor I right now know if and if Alex Kappa can be a long-term solution at right guard, but how the front office even views him. We don't know. Because if they view him in a high regard, you know, and it's tough for me to say, oh, well, let me give you my opinion on that. And I saw the three plays Kappa was in there, and he's destined to be a 10-year star. That's tough. That's tough. That's why I'm just saying figure out the right side of your line. I'm confident the rest of the line. I'm confident with the wide receivers, the tight ends. I'm finding another running back to join Ronald Jones and Peyton Barber. And I'm good at quarterback, although I'd love to find a way to get Drew Stanton on my team. It's not going to happen. God, the energy that guy brought as a backup quarterback for the Cardinals, it's not going to happen. Defense is where it's going to happen. 3-4, huh? Jenna Lane saying it's 3-4, one gap, attack style defense. Well, I know Vea's there. I know Jason Pierre-Paul's there. I know Nassib's there. Really like him. I think, first and foremost, guys that can rush the passer. Hybrid type players. You see, you got Chandler Jones out there. They drafted that freak linebacker from Temple a couple years ago. I'm not sure he's made a big impact, but you can kind of see the type of players Todd Bowles, Bruce Arians have gone after. I know the Jets have a defensive end that's a free agent, had a really good year. Do not be surprised if Todd Bowles tries to bring him here. I think he had 7 sacks last year. But with the 5th pick, they're in a prime position, whether it's Ed Oliver, whether it's a guy from Kentucky, whether it's a guy from Alabama, whether it's a Bosa. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, that's 4 defensive linemen already. It's stacked at the top of the defense or at the top of the draft with defensive linemen. And if I'm the Bucks, I have to tap into this. I need to tap into this. Get a premier pass rusher and get the right guy. Oliver can play inside. Any of those other guys can play outside. Quinnen Williams can play inside. I mean, they're all fits. They are all fits. I don't want to get too much into draft talk because we've got a lot of time until the big Bucks Uncensored draft party. Again, Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa. But I don't see Greedy Williams. You just drafted 2 corners in the second round last year, a corner in the first round the year before. It's a lot of early picks on corners. So I don't see that happening. And personally, again, this is my road to the Buccaneers getting back on track, but figuring shit out and getting back to the Super Bowl. I get a veteran. Give me a veteran that can come in and help these young guys. Not a veteran like Brent Grimes. Find a true veteran. A true professional. God, somehow, some way, I'd love Patrick Peterson. I'd love him. Not only can he still play, but what he could teach these young corners and young DBs, be fun. Be fun. And I'm signing Tyrann Mathieu. There's no doubt in my mind. Give me him. As one of my safeties, and let Whitehead and Evans battle it out. And then Mathieu can move all around the field, and teams are playing more 3 safeties during. I mean, there's so much you can do. And I think Todd Bowles he knows just how to use Tyrann Mathieu. It's what I'm doing. Beckwith is back. Quan Alexander's getting a 1-year deal from me. And why would you give him anything more? Tore his ACL last year. 1-year prove-it deal. And I'll tell you what, he's got a lot to prove. Levante David on the outside, blitzing and rushing the passer. But I'll tell you what, I think Beckwith has a lot of success in this defense. I think Levante David on the outside has a lot of success in this defense, but they have to find more pass rushers, stand-up edge rushers. That's what I'm looking for. It's the strength of this draft. Take advantage of it. They're not that far away. They really aren't. attitude adjustment, changing the mindset, adding key pieces at key places. You keep the rest intact and get the most out of them, which you hope that this coaching staff does. And this organization is back quickly, much like the Rams or the Eagles last year. These organizations are turning it around in a hurry. And I do agree with what Bruce Arians said when he was asked how this turnaround job with the Buccaneers compares to the one he took over with the Arizona Cardinals. And he flat out said, without hesitation, this one's easier. And he's right. And he's right when he said the nucleus is in place. It is. I mean, honestly, offensively and defensively. You can still add to the defensive side. But I'm a fan of Carlton Davis. I'm a fan of Beckwith. I'm a fan of Vita Vea. I'm a fan of Carl Nassib. No, the Bucs didn't draft him, but he's still a young player. I'm a fan of Evans and Whitehead. They've got young players over there. Couple of key veterans. Another high draft pick. Defense turns around in a hurry. Offense puts up points. The Bucs are a playoff team. And if they do what I just said, they're fighting for a Super Bowl within the next 3 years. You better believe it. Again, that's if they do what I just said. Nailed it. This is Bucs Uncensored.
Bucs Uncensored.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? Can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to fuck with me. I feel like we're not together.
Nothing to bring me right back down to earth. Sleeping up under the covers. Then a little more Maroon 5. Holy shit. They are the worst. You know it's not the worst. What's Sammer's doing? Bucksmob.com. Guess what I got in the mail? Late last week, fucking, other than Sammer being a piece of shit, he's probably like, what the fuck you talking about? Well, I had to, even before I got home from work, the day my package arrived, get a text message from the beautiful Holly O'Connor. The text was a picture of the package. Addressed to one, Jason Pulowski.
All right, what's my name?
Jason! 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 Jason!
And while I might have been a little perturbed that Jason was on the address label, I knew what was waiting for me inside that package. My brand new, limited edition, Bucko Bruce Arians t-shirt. Way to go, Sammer. Wore that proudly all day on Saturday. Got my oil changed. Went to PetSmart. Did my own self-checkout at Target. You know how they have that camera that's monitoring you? Took a picture, posted it on Instagram. Yeah, the IG, Insta. Get your Bucko Bruce apparel at bucksmob.com. And my understanding is Sammer's got a lot of things about the pop. Does an excellent job. And again, this mob mentality, we got to spread the word. We are seeing a huge flow of new mob members joining the Facebook page. We're going to continue to grow in large quantities of numbers because of one thing, our passion for this team and our will for them to win. And as we grow and people continue to hear about this Bucks mob down in Tampa and our team starts to win, it will be a dominant force that will not be able to be broken. They will call all of you Fairweather fans, all of you bandwagon fans. And if you are a bandwagon fan, I welcome you as much as anyone else. Because bandwagon fans mean one thing. They mean your team is winning. So if you're a bandwagon fan, God Almighty, I want you joining us as bad as anyone else. Because that means that our goal is finally being achieved and that our team is becoming a winner again. Sammer, thank you. Just get my name straight. Come on. All right, let's get some Bucks takes in. If you have not sent in a Bucks take in a while or haven't ever sent one in, it's very simple. On your phone, you record your voice, your phone, keep it to 90 seconds or less. It's almost as if you're leaving me a voicemail on something Bucks related. Blah, 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 90 seconds, it's done. Email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. You can be just like my man, Brent. Hello, Brent.
Yo, Jason, this is Brent down here in Houston, Texas.
Jason! 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 Jason!
First-time caller, diehard fucking Bucks fan. I know I'm down here in this sorry-ass fucking cowboy country around here, but I just want to let everybody know that me and my favorite cousin, Ransom, we're taking a road trip for the draft party. So if we got any Bucks fans out there that lives in between Texas and Florida, hit me up. My email is bbwalt85@gmail.com. You can jump in a big old Buck Suburban with us, and you can ride to the draft party with us, baby. Go Bucks. Fuck yeah.
Well, fuck yeah. Well, except for my name. It's Justin, but that's fine. Jason, I'll accept it. If you are renting a Suburban and driving from Houston to the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party in Tampa. By the way, Harold, I have placed, good Lord willing, he can get it done. Come on, Harold. Got a lot of faith in you. Harold was the one that set us up with 30-plus rooms at a discounted rate last year. They're talking about renting out an entire hotel this year. I mean, when you got guys, Brent, sending in their first ever Bucks take from Houston, Texas, driving here from Houston and offering to pick up anyone and everyone along the way. And you know what's going to be the coolest thing? At least two other people are going to join them. They're going to pick up somebody in Louisiana and somebody in the Panhandle to come down here. That's insane. That's insane. That's what we're all building together. And guess what? I mean, Florida technically was the first one on the list. Texas, first state on the list. Can we beat last year's record? I'm gonna have to look into the archives. I want to say it was 18 states represented at the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, and it was London, Panama, Canada, United States, four. Why do I want to say there was five? If you were here from another country, I want to hear from you as well. Just send me a note on one of the social media platforms. But I think it was 18 states and four or five different countries. Insane. Just insane. So far, we're up to two. Florida and Texas. For the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Brent, we'll be seeing you. And Brent, keep us posted on if anyone reaches out to you. That would be just the craziest story. And I guarantee you, it's at least going to make local news. Like, I mean, I've got an inside connection there. Something like that. You've got guys in Houston, Texas, picking up people along the way, all the way to Tampa just for a draft party. It's insane. But you know what? It's the same thing I do, same word I use to describe the draft party. It's going to be insane. Insane. Tony's up. What up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, Justin? It's Tony from Fort Lauderdale. Bro, Gasparilla was off the hook. Thank you so much and your family for hosting us and just giving us an awesome time. It's good hanging out with you, Holly, the Outlaws, Harold and his wife. I never knew a parade lasting up to like 3 hours could be so fun. I was in it all the way. Wasn't drunk or nothing, just having a good time with some friends and family, the Bucks Mob. And that's perfect moniker, as you were saying. It's a family, you know, Bucko Bruce Arians. He does kind of look like a mob boss. But anyway, look forward to seeing you on the draft party. I'll definitely be there for sure. I already got my vacation in. Just need to get that hookup with that hotel, and I'll book it. Otherwise, look forward to hearing you again. And go Bucks. Yeah, buddy.
All right, Tony. Yeah, it was good seeing you. Don't spread the word, though. Listen, I think Tony and I met for the first time in New Orleans. We were all there for the stick carrier road trip, first one. Blast. Never met Tony. Tony hung out with us the whole night. I think it was Harold. I think it was the Outlaws were there. Sarasota Jay. Oh, God. Who else was there? Shit. I'm sorry. I know y'all were there with us, but it was a long night. We got like a huge thing of hurricanes, and by huge, I meant they had 10 straws in it, and we all had to suck off each other. I mean, suck out of the same thing with each. We all swapped spit pretty much that night. It was a blast. But so Tony, so then we kept in touch, and then he's like texting, and he's like, hey, I'm coming to Gasparilla, and all right. We partied. We had a great time. So, yeah, it really does show just, I don't want to say the power of the Bucks Mob, but just there's mob members everywhere. Don't be afraid to post on the Facebook page if you're going out of town. Hey, I'm heading to Southern California. Any mob members there would love to catch up. Jeremy and Callie, boom. Eric in San Diego, boom. I know those guys are here. I'm hoping both be at the draft party this year. Maybe for more than 12 hours, Jeremy? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you just like to live life dangerously. Much like Mike, who... Mike.
What's up, Bucks Mob? Jason? It's Mike from Michigan.
Jason! 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 Jason!
First thing, the energy is unbelievable right now. In the middle of January, you got me up here jumping up and down and shit. No more shoulders to be cried on. That's over. Let's go. I'm feeling it. It's going to be different this year. Second thing, I'm coming down there for that Bucks draft party. If my cold, white, pasty ass can get down there for this draft party, there's no excuses. I want to see everybody down there. Can't wait to see everybody. I'm freaking amped up. Oh, man. Anyways, let's go, Bucks. We'll see you guys in April.
Oh, shit. And honestly, like, I haven't been doing a great job of listening to the entire Bucks takes because we do get a lot. Had Michigan to the. I don't think Michigan was part of the list last year, so it's kind of like the election where you have the red states and the blue states, and you're trying to maybe Michigan's a swing state for me, and I just don't know if I'm gonna get. And then I got it. Oh shit! You think they're gonna call this thing early? I don't know. Florida, Texas, Michigan. All in for the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Yeah, listen, I'm off the walls too. I'm excited. I do think that the Buccaneers have a path to get back to where these teams played yesterday. And I'm glad you're listening to this podcast because I know just like me, you're fucking sick of the fucking Rams. And sick of the Patriots and all this fucking Sean McVay bullshit. Oh, you're young, you're white, you're an offensive mind. Here's $50 billion. Oh, fuck that. I mean, I'm surprised Ryan Fitzpatrick truly has not gotten offers to be a head coach yet. I mean, that's where this league is heading. Kellen Moore was just named the offensive coordinator for the Cowboys, and I guarantee you he's going to get two interviews next year, at least. All because Yay, young white offensive coordinators. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, we've got an old white offensive coordinator, and this old ass is going to eat your ass. We're going to win some fucking games down here in Tampa. I don't know why you need ass, though. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Bucks Uncensored. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. You all did the right thing. You went to B-Dubs, got your wings for the bowl. It was amazing, wasn't it? I had my lemon pepper. I'm not sure. Listen, the Parmesan garlic, always a staple for me. That was one of my favorites at B-Dubs. Traditional, right? Not the traditional bone-in, but the buffalo. Come on. It's great. It's great. The Asian zing, can't go wrong. But lemon pepper has become my new thang, my boo thang. I love it. Give it to me. Buffalo Wild Wings. Beer, wings, sports. Mastro Subaru. Bucks fans getting a discount on a new or pre-owned vehicle just for being Bucks fans? Yeah, that's what they got. Mastro Subaru, a location in Orlando. The one in Tampa, it's right off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Go by and tell Pete to come on out. Right in his face, go, Bucks, my man. Go, Bucks. He's going to give you a big old discount. Christian, Headlines Barbershop, throwing it down as always. Love Christian. Love Headlines. New store coming soon, I think, to Brandon. They got locations everywhere. Download their app. Get the location nearest you, and you can make an appointment there as well. You better believe it. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Headlines Barbershop, and Tomb45.com. And thanks to each and every one of you. Just was looking at the numbers the other day, and I know I've been kind of sporadic. By the way, I have been traveling for work the last three straight weeks. So this is the first full week I'm going to be able to sleep in my bed for more than two nights. So I'm pretty pumped about that. But, you know, with all this travel, it's been tough to stay on track with the podcast. Tried to do a few of them quickly when Bruce Arians was hired, and then it's kind of been sporadic. We're going to be on regular schedule this week and hopefully for the next few weeks, several weeks, all the way through the off season. Let's do it. Go Bucks. Enjoy your week now that we are officially into the 2019 season, a year where the Bucks turn it around. Fingers crossed. If you're new to the podcast, if you've been here for a while, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And thank you for spreading the word and subscribing to the Bucks podcast that is for Bucks fans. This isn't about me being a know-it-all or giving you all the X's and O's. This is about Bucks fans coming together for a purpose and finding each other maybe for the first time in their lives. For those of you new to the podcast, I got one thing to say to you. Welcome to the fucking family. Nailed it.